And joining me live over the phone this morning is Wyoming State Superintendent Jillian Balow. Good morning, Superintendent. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me on, Duke. It's always great to hear your voice.
No, thank you so much for joining us and taking some time with our listeners in Western Wyoming and talking about kind of the state of education, if you will, across Wyoming. And of course, still some of the hot topping points right now, Superintendent, are in regards to COVID-19 and where things are at with masking, and now that a vaccine's been approved for 5 to 11-year-olds. And is the policy still for the state to kind of step back from that and leave it up to the local school districts?
With masking, Duke, yes, that is still the situation. So there is not a statewide mandate on masking. Of course, I'm just relaying the information. This call was made by the governor's office as well as the state health officer. But I absolutely support affording as much local flexibility as possible to our school districts that all have elected school boards and local health officials to make the best decisions for students. We've seen most of the school districts not incorporate any kind of mask mandate or requirement this year, but a few have when their health metrics have warranted it. And then most of those school districts have now lifted the mask requirements or mandates. So we'd like to see it going that direction. At some point, the CDC has said even after our 5 to 11-year-olds are vaccinated, they still want to see masks in schools, which I think is just illogical and crazy, frankly. So at some point, I think Wyoming is going to have some decisions to make, you know, as far as do we follow CDC guidance or do we do what's best for the students in the state of Wyoming? And we really have to start considering the trade-offs that we're asking our students and their families to make in that respect. I am against mandates regarding masks or regarding vaccines. So there's that. And then, you know, of course, last week we had this OSHA loophole that was announced in the Federal Register, and there are 26 states who this will affect in terms of public school staff. Wyoming is one of those. Now, we've got our legislature, our governor, and our attorney general who are pushing back hard on this. We saw the Fifth Circuit last week put a stay on the Biden vaccine mandate. That doesn't, at this point, include Wyoming. So I've asked Wyoming school superintendents to begin having conversations with their school board, with their school attorney, and to familiarize themselves with what the vaccine mandate looks like for school staff. My hope and my belief is that it will never come to pass in Wyoming or anywhere else across the nation. And again, Wyoming is, you know, Governor Gordon is helping lead that charge to push back against it. But I'm also a firm believer in following the law. And so I have asked superintendents to really begin to think about what that vaccine mandate looks like for school staff if it does come to pass.
State Superintendent Jillian Balow joining us this morning. So maybe just to clarify that for not necessarily students, but employees of school districts, staff and teachers, as the current law stands now from the Biden administration, again, still a lot to be determined with that. If it goes into effect today, if it were to do that today, then it would ask or require that staff be vaccinated. Is that correct? And then also from the state legislative session, there was House Bill 1002, which kind of said no mandates from government entities, municipalities, that kind of thing. I'm wondering if you're aware if the school boards kind of fit in that realm or if that's maybe something separate.
Yeah, you know, I think that there's still a lot to sort through there. And like I said, it's my hope and my belief that it will never come to pass. But it's, you know, the conflict right now between state and federal government should never be happening because these federal mandates just should not even be contemplated or allowed to come out of the White House. Nonetheless, they have. I think that, school districts and communities should prepare for this. I don't see, I don't see any school board across the state. Of course, I'm not on the school boards, but I don't see any school boards really supporting a vaccine mandate in Wyoming. And so, I think that we'll have that pushback, but I'm so grateful for the stance that our legislature took and that our governor took to try to get that stopped. But of course, there was in House Bill 1002, it was prohibiting local entities from doing vaccine mandates. This is not coming from a municipality or a local government. This is coming from the federal government. So I just don't want any communities to be unaware should we not get a day or sort of a prohibition on moving forward in Wyoming. Again, I don't support these mandates in any way, shape, or form, but at the same time, we have to be prepared.
Again, State Superintendent Jillian Balow this morning talking about education across the Cowboy State. Superintendent, let's kind of switch gears and talk school funding. The Craig Report came out recently, and it was better than expected. And tell us what that means for Wyoming. Understand the deficit's still there, but maybe not as glum as it looked. Is that true?
Well, in the near term, yes. When natural gas and oil prices go up, so does our revenue. Unfortunately, we haven't seen the same kind of bounce back in production. Our coal is still being produced at a fraction of where we were a decade ago. And we still have, the Biden moratorium on new drilling on public lands, on federally owned lands. And so this is this little inflation in our Craig report or in school funding, is a little bit of a facade. We still do have a structural deficit that exists, but right now, today, schools are doing okay. We still have savings in the bank, and we have an influx of federal funding. I don't think that will cause our legislature not to continue to focus on this issue because it is very real. And just because it's not in front of us for this year, it will be in the future. So I anticipate our legislature, who is squarely responsible for school funding, to continue talking about it, to continue grappling with how do we move the dependence of education away from energy production and into other revenue sources. And that's the sort of the million-dollar question that's there. But today our schools are doing well. Our kids are in-person learning, which still not every state in the nation can say. We were one of the only states in-person learning last year. And so the state of Wyoming education is okay in those terms. We've got great teachers and great students across the state right now learning.
Superintendent, let's talk more in detail about the actual learning, right? The reason we have the schools and the accountability and assessment, graduation rates. How did our students in Wyoming fare during COVID? And are scores still high? Are students still learning the things that they need to be learning?
Yeah, so we saw, statistically, insignificant jump in our YTOP or our state assessment scores. I think for statistical purposes, we could call it flat. Our kids did about the same. But there are some bright points in that. Number one, we had kids in school. Most states that didn't have kids in school but still tested saw a really dramatic dip in their state assessments. And Wyoming, we're not claiming that. Certainly staying flat is not where we want our students to be from year to year. But I think we ought to take it in consideration that we had asked our school districts not to focus so much on the state assessment, but to really focus on teaching and learning in the classroom and the assessments that take place locally. And we saw that reflected in our YTOP scores. I anticipate that we'll see that also reflected in a little bit higher, if not just steady, ACT scores and graduation rates, but that has yet to be determined. Last year, we did not calculate accountability because of COVID-19, and that was a good thing for our school districts. We need to continue to take the temperature of our schools, but we want first and foremost to focus on what's happening in classrooms.
That's State Superintendent Jillian Balow joining us on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Superintendent, I realize that we're a little over time. Do you have time for one more question?
I do.
Okay. I wanted to ask you about the new computer science standards that are going to be implemented in the upcoming school year, 22-23. Tell us about Boot Up Wyoming.
Yeah, Duke, I'm so excited about Boot Up Wyoming. It's the result of legislation and lots of work by lots of different people that was passed in 2018 that requires all students in grades K through 12 to have some computer science education. In the lower grades, I want to be clear, computer science does not mean you're spending time on a computer. And in fact, in the lower grades, most of that learning takes place unplugged or without any devices. It means that students are starting to think about algorithms. They're starting to think about solving problems in terms of mathematical equations and algorithms. And it's really quite amazing to see kindergartners, thinking in terms of how do we get from point A to point B? What are the exact steps that we need to take? And so we see that already happening with some of our early adopters across the state. And by that, I mean we already have our standards for computer science, and we have a lot of schools that are so excited that they've already trained their teachers on it, and they're already implementing the standards in grades K through 12. Next year, everyone will be required to. Just one more note on that. In our upper grades, so that's middle school and high school, it is a little more hands-on with computers and technology. And the goal there is to really spark some interest in kids' ideas about what they want to do in the future. That could mean a career in cybersecurity or coding or IT. And we want to spark that interest really early because that benefits Wyoming in the future if we can see more workers in those sectors. And if we can see just really computer science savvy students leave our Wyoming high schools. I always say, the difference between the haves and the have-nots in the future may be those that just use technology to consume education. They get on their, consume information. They get on their phone and use social media, play games, etc. And then the haves are going to be those that use technology to solve problems and to innovate. And we want every single Wyoming student to be in that category. We want them utilizing technology to get the information they need, but also to innovate and solve problems. So I'm really excited about Boot Up Wyoming getting off the ground in full force next school year.
Wyoming State Superintendent Jillian Balow this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Superintendent, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.